Live from the 81st running of the Manchester Road Race, it's live coverage of the action on WTIC, News Talk 1080 and WTIC.com. Kevin Nathan and Jim Harvey have the call, sponsored by Carla's Pasta, authentic Italian cooking that tastes like home. Happy Thanksgiving.
And the gun is gone and they're off. And the 15,000 runners are streaming down Main Street. It's a wonderful sight. It's a massive color. The elite athletes are right at the head of the field.
35 to 40,000 spectators out here. How important is this turn that they're going to make here, Jim, for the runners in terms of establishing position?
Well, we can see the field has already started to separate. The elite athletes are at the head, and now they've got a little bit of room to make the turn. It's a fairly sharp turn, but the field's thinned out at the front. There's maybe 30 people out of 15,000 now at the head of the field, so they'll be able to make the turn quite comfortably.
And we have a few guys out here in shorts. It is 32 degrees. It doesn't bother them. One carrying an American flag. They're each painted in a different color representing the flag, red, white, and blue. And they ran for about 100 yards, but the elite runners are setting the pace here. Typical first mile is about 4:30, Jim?
I think it may be a little faster today, the way the lead pack's moving. And Chris Thompson from England. Chris Thompson, he was European silver medalist behind Mo Farah a few years ago. He was third in last year's race. Chris Thompson's an endurance athlete. He knows he can't outkick Bernard Lagat and Paul Cholimo. And it looks like he's going to take it to them in the first mile, which is going to put a different aspect to this race.
And you were saying to us earlier, as we were preparing for the race just in the last hour, that Chris Thompson at age 36 was one of your favorites because he's coming in just in terrific shape for this race.
Yeah, he's ready. He ran 31:34 last year, and I asked him if he was fitter this year. He said yes, and I said, are you 15 seconds fitter? Because that would give you the course record. And he just smiled. But he's certainly taking it out hard, and tucked in behind him is Paul Cholimo, the Olympic silver medalist from Rio, and Luis Vargas is in third place. And those three have got a little bit of separation from a pack of about 15 athletes.
How important is it for Chris Thompson coming back here, knowing the course? I know these guys may run it a couple of times in the week and the days leading up to the race as they prepare, but knowing all the nuances so they can cut turns and cut the distance down a few steps. As we pass the Hungry Tiger, where hundreds of spectators are enjoying an early morning beverage.
Yes, it's a great atmosphere. That's always a hot spot. Yes, early on is. In the race as the athletes stream past. Chris's career was, he was in two minds last year when he came in, whether he was going to continue or whether he was going to turn to coaching. And he finished third. He beat a lot of stellar athletes, and he gave him an uplift, and he gave him an impetus to go on as an athlete. And he's had a very, very good year, and he's certainly using it to his advantage today, knowing the course, cutting the tangents. He knows, more importantly, he knows the terrain, he knows the hill, and he knows the downhill, and he'll know the spots, you know, where he's got to work.
Kevin Nathan and Jim Harvey, 81st running the Manchester Road Race. Chris Thompson leading right now. Jim, as a former elite runner yourself, somebody who's coached three winners here, you look at Chris Thompson's pace, what do you make of how he's running right now, his stride?
Chris's stride is, it's more of a distance runner's stride. If you look at Paul Cholimo behind, he's far more rangy. Chris is more, he's run a couple of marathons now and adopted more of a marathon style. But his career has been as a track runner where he's had most success. And he's certainly forcing the pace. You can see how the following pack's starting to string out. So I would say this is a pretty solid first mile. We're at 4:12 into the race. The mile will probably be coming up. And it is a fast first mile from Chris Thompson. It's a 4:17 first mile. The fastest mile split we've had in the Manchester Road Race was 4:13. When John Tracy set the course record, he went out in 4:16, and Chris Thompson is certainly taking it out hard, and it's showing.
Paul Cholimo in second, Americanized now, but a Kenyan. What is it about the runners from Kenya, Jim? What is the secret? Why do so many of the elite runners come from that country?
Well, they have a very active lifestyle growing up. They're at altitude, they're at 7,000 feet, 8,000 feet. A lot of them have distance to get to and from school. They have errands to do, they have work to do. And all that exercise as a youngster is developing endurance. And they're also rich in red blood cells that supply the oxygen to the working muscles. And that gives the basis for a good athlete. If they apply modern-day westernized training techniques to that, you've already got the core base, and then you can put the finishing touches in a matter of 6 months or a year, whereas it takes 4 or 5 years for the Western athletes to catch up.
The great five-time Olympian Bernard Lagat, also part of this Manchester Road Race field. He, too, is a Kenyan native. I would imagine, too, there's a hunger factor that these people grow up. It's part of the culture, no different than a shortstop from the Dominican Republic. If you're from Kenya, this could be your ticket out as a runner.
It is, and all the Kenyan athletes in this race have been to school in the U.S. They were recruited for scholarship, they came to the U.S., and Paul Chelimo is interesting. He runs for the U.S. Army team, the world-class athlete program.
Which means what?
It means that from school, he went into the Army, and he was fast-tracked for citizenship. So he's a U.S. citizen, he didn't have to do the normal waiting period, and he can train as a full-time athlete while he's in the Army. And it's interesting, Chris Thompson is really going for this. He's got a 10-yard gap now on Paul Chelimo in the field, and he's forcing the pace. Chris said he was in good form, and he said he was going to run his own race, and he's certainly doing that. And he's forcing everyone else to go out early, and it's very, very stressful for them. So Chris is maybe 15 yards clear at this point.
So play coach here for a second, Jim. That strategy to maybe burn everybody else out, or could he be burning himself out? What do you think of this approach from Chris Thompson, who again is now about 15 yards ahead of the pack? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you that in exactly 15 minutes, Kevin. It can be
a great strategy
if he wins, or, you know, we'll see how he plays out. And there's no guarantees. I mean, there's a great field behind him, and they're likely to close him down. And if they close him down, it looks like he's likely to take the prem. We're coming up, we're on the Highlands. There is a $1,000 prize for the first man to the top of the hill. Chris Thompson knows that. I don't think he's going for that specifically. I think he's running his own race, but he's about 20 meters clear, and there's a good chance he'll pick up that $1,000 prize money.
Is it hard to be out by yourself from the field, or is it easier to be in second, third, fourth with a pack of runners psychologically?
If you're feeling good, it's great.
Sure.
If you're forcing it and a little hesitant, it's not so good. So what's going through his mind now is he's made his move. He's committed. You know, he's all in at this point, and it's either going to work or not.
WTIC, WTIC, HD Hartford. Kevin Nathan, Jim Harvey at the 81st running of the Manchester Road Race here on a gorgeous day in Manchester, Connecticut. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. The men are in mile two, heading up this legendary hill in Manchester, which is quite a steep grade at this point. As Jim alluded to, there'll be a king of the hill, a queen of the hill, $1,000 award for finishing in first place at the second mile mark. But of course, this course is 4.748 miles. And the question now, Chris Thompson, who set the pace here, will he have enough in the tank to actually win this race? At this moment, it appears he will be the king of the hill.
It does. He's well clear, and we've only got a short distance to the king of the hill. And as I said, he's all in at this point. It's either going to work or not. He's gone for it. If they close him down, he's unlikely to respond and come back to win the race. So this is it. This is the race for Chris Thompson.
What adjustment does a Chris Thompson make, Jim, in the way of being more of a longer distance runner going to the shorter distance? Is there an adjustment?
Well, the conditioning is basically the same. There's an interesting move coming up. There's a big move from Paul Chelimo, who is sprinting. He's closed Chris Thompson down. Chris Thompson has responded brilliantly, and he takes the king of the hill. Very exciting.
And that was the first time Chris Thompson looked behind when he was about 10 paces shy of that 2 mile mark for the king of the hill. He looked behind him. Maybe he felt footsteps from Paul Chelimo, but it's Chris Thompson, the king of the hill. He gets a $1,000 prize for that. And Paul Chelimo, now you wonder, did he exert too much energy at the end there to try to get to that 2 mile mark, and how that'll affect Chelimo here in the final 2.748 miles?
It was a very hard burst, and you can see now that he's fading back. He's had to recover from that burst. Whereas Chris Thompson really has just been consistent. He raised his pace for a few metres to make sure he was going to get the preem, but Paul Chelimo closed, and now he's paying the price for that because he's drafting back in recovery. And you can see the constant pace from Chris Thompson has opened the gap again. So it's to his advantage now. Paul Chelimo has expended a lot of energy with that surge.
And to give you an idea of how fast these elite runners run the Manchester Road Race, the record set in 1995 by Philemon Hanek, 21:19. Aaron Braun tied that in 2012. So a shade under 5 miles, Jim, in 21 minutes, 19 seconds. For the average person, when they hear times like that, that is just flying.
Yeah, it's a world-class time, and they're world-class athletes. So, you know, the average guy couldn't dream of approaching that sort of time.
And we mentioned at the top a couple of names that maybe people are looking for, as perhaps you're listening for the first time, with Chris Thompson leading the Manchester Road Race, the pride of Glastonbury, Don Cabral, the two-time Olympian, was a scratch. He's at UConn Law School, just didn't feel quite up to the task. This is a race he really wants to win someday. And Ben True, last year's champion, he is with his wife, getting her ready for a run.
That's correct. He's in the Bahamas, lying in the sun rather than being in Manchester. They've just made the turn on Porter Street, and Don Cabral would love to be in the mix at this point. It's very sad, and I know he'll be watching the race, but he's out somewhere on the course. Chris Thompson still leading from Paul Chelimo, Caribal Arasa, Hassan Mead showing in fifth place. Luis Vargas is at the back of the trailing group. So we have Chris Thompson, 20 meters, Paul Chelimo, Caribal Arasa, Luis Vargas, Hassan Mead, and then is starting to make some showing.
And as we took this turn, Jim, these runners are going downhill now. What kind of an adjustment for a runner going from the uphill second mile to making this turn and going basically downhill for a big stretch?
Well, coming down the hill, it's really hard on the quads, and it's a complete contrast to what they've just gone through. It does give them chance to relax a little and flow down and recover from the hill. As you can see, Chris Thompson hasn't run the hill quite as well as the chase bunch, Chelimo and Arasa. So it's going to be interesting to see if they close up on him now. If they do, then it's going to be very, very interesting. Chris has got about half the lead he had at the top of the hill.
See any changes in Chris Thompson's pace and his stride? He is going downhill now as we hear the bands playing alongside here on Porter Street. What do you see from Chris right now, Jim?
I see Chris is fighting hard to maintain at this point.
You do?
Yeah, he's still got the lead, and he's hoping that he's recovered on this downhill stretch. He'll regroup, and the race will start at the bottom. It's a long, long run to the finish. It's a course which milers like because it's fast and flowing, and we could have a course record today. The pace is fast enough for a course record. Chris has set it up, it's strung out, and it'll be interesting to see what time we end up with. But I would say there's a good chance for course record. And Paul Chelimo is close to within a couple of meters of him right now.
Yeah, Paul Chelimo looks very strong right now. As we mentioned, he kind of went for it the final 20 meters to be king of the hill. Chris Thompson looked back and had that by 7 or 8 meters. But here's Paul Chelimo now pushing Chris Thompson, basically drafting off Chris Thompson. And Paul Chelimo now stride for stride with Chris Thompson. Paul Chelimo has now taken the lead at the Manchester Road Race. He clearly has a strategy, and he has overtaken Chris Thompson, but they are basically almost stride for stride, Jim.
They are. This is the test for Chris Thompson, how he responds as to if he's going to continue to be a factor in the race. And he has responded. And Caribal Arasa has closed in them too. So now we have a lead group of three athletes as we come to the three-mile mark. And it is a fast 3 miles. It is 13:49, which is gives us a great shot at the course record. So we have three athletes clear, and the winner's going to come out of these three. Caribal Arasa has set off the pace a little bit. He's wearing a white T-shirt. He's the only guy in a T-shirt. The other guys are in a singlet. And he was the guy who was third in New York 3 weeks ago, so he's in form. It's going to be a good race, and the hard work starts into the finish right now.
Jim, how aware are these elite runners, this pack of three now leading the Manchester Road Race, of their pace, of how fast they're running? Is it just more they can tell based on how their body's reacting? Do they know what a pace they're setting?
They do. You know, they've been getting mile splits, and they've been racing constantly. So they will know where they are and how hard they've gone and what the splits have been. It's good to get feedback. Chris will be encouraged by that first mile split. They ran very, very well. And the three guys, they all look good now. They've all regrouped. There's no gap. They're running in tandem. Chris Thompson still leading. Paul Cholimo to his right. Caribou Arasa to his left, and the three of them all look good. No sign of Bernard Lagarde at this point. I think the early pace being that quick, followed by the hill, didn't really suit him, and Chris Thompson adopted the right tactic there.
Jim, is it safe to assume that, barring anything unforeseen, that we're going to see these three down to the end and then somebody makes a move in the final 100 meters? Do you anticipate that, or do you see someone separating from this threesome before that point?
I think that they'll probably be together for another half mile or so. No one's going to make a move and try and show the hand too early. So the tactics come in now. They're clear of the rest of the field. The race should be between these three. They'll be sensing each other's strengths as they run. If they sense a weakness, they'll go for it. If not, they'll wait and they'll wait. And they'll try and maximize their own talent. If they've got the leg speed, then they'll wait as long as possible. And out of the three, Paul Cholimo is the big kicker.
You had some idea of Chris Thompson's race strategy. Do you want to share any of that, or are you seeing it play out?
I'm seeing it play out. I would not say beforehand, but Chris Thompson had said he's going to go for this, he's in form, and he's going to make it an honest race with a solid pace throughout. And he's certainly doing that.
As someone, Jim, who's been there not only as a coach but as an elite runner yourself, when you're in a situation like this where you have three runners basically 50 meters ahead from everyone else, what's going through your mind? Are you not only thinking of your own strategy, but trying to guess what the other guys are going to do?
Well, you are, but you're also trying to maintain. You're trying to save energy at this point. You're trying to stay with the group. You're trying to maintain the pace, but you're trying to be as relaxed as possible. So when the big lift comes, and it will come on Main Street, you're prepared. Chris Thompson was in the same position this time last year, and he had two athletes with him. And he knew that they were both very, very fast finishers, and he knew what he had to do. The difference this year is the first mile has been so much faster that it will take its toll on the finishing pace. So perfect tactic from Chris, and the three guys all looking good. You couldn't pick a winner at this point, but you'd have to give the advantage to Paul Cholimo for his finishing pace.
I was going to say, I mean, Chris Thompson's known more for the distance running. Does that put him at a disadvantage at the end of this when it could become a sprint?
Yes, unless he's softened the other guys up enough for the sprint to be nullified, and that's what he was trying to do.
In other words, soften them up in the way of setting a very fast pace mile one and through 3 miles a very fast pace, where perhaps these other runners just can't keep that pace up at the very end, where maybe they hit the wall?
Yeah, and the end of the race on Main Street is very deceiving too, you know, as you know, Kevin. You don't hit the wall in a race of this distance. It's more you go into oxygen debt and the muscles start to seize. But all of the three guys, they're running abreast now. Chris on the inside on the curb, Caribou Arasa is just tucked in slightly behind, and Paul Cholimo to his left. The Paul Cholimo, Olympic silver medalist, world champion, ship bronze medalist. He's had a fabulous year. Two global medals in 1 year is great achievement for any athlete. They've separated a little bit, fanning across the road as we come to the 4 mile mark. 4 mile in 4:18:19. Fabulous time for 4 miles, and the three guys are going to battle this one out as we come into the last three quarters of a mile.
You mentioned Paul Cholimo, a silver medalist at the Rio Olympics. You know, Bernard Lagarde, two-time medalist going back to 2000 and 2004. But I mean, to give you an idea of the elite type of runner, Paul Cholimo, you know, just a little over a year ago in Brazil, where he was a silver medalist. Why are they separating? I mean, they're essentially running the same pace, but Chris Thompson on the inside track, Caribou Arasa now going over with Thompson, but Paul Cholimo away from them by 4 or 5 meters to the side. Why?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I think they made a mistake there. There's no reason at all why they should fan out across the road. Chris Thompson just held his line, so he gained a few yards. He ran a few yards less than the other guys. He's on the curb right now. He's hugging the curb. Caribou Arasa is in the middle, and Paul Cholimo next to him. Caribou's just moved to Colorado Springs. He's training with Paul Cholimo. He's had a big lift. He's improved dramatically. And as we're approaching the turn on Main Street, it's these three guys in tandem.
And before we turn the call over to Jim, as we head to Main Street, Colorado, training in that thin mountain air, that's got to help on a day like today in Manchester.
Up at altitude gives you a big boost. That's correct, Kevin. And we're just coming to the turn on Main Street. Chris Thompson's done a smart thing. He's tucked back in behind Kareeb Lavasser and Paul Chelimo. He's drafting at this point. He's trying to conserve as much as he can. And he's going to try and catapult out of that. He's not quite got the leg speed of the other two. So he's going to try and make a long shot at it. And we make the turn on Main Street. There is 600 meters left. Paul Chelimo on the curb. Kareeb Lavasser and Chris Thompson still together. Paul Chelimo just stretching it out. He's wearing the vest of the U.S. Army. Chris Thompson responding, and the two of them are forcing. It's 600 meters, about 90 seconds left of the 81st running of the Manchester Road Race as Chris Thompson hits the front. Great, great battle coming in. This course is downhill for the next 500 meters, and then it kicks up at the finish. And if you've run this race before, you're going to know that. And Chris Thompson and Paul Chelimo have... the rookie out there is Kareeb Lavasser, but this is a great race. This is going to come down to the last few meters, and I would pick Paul Chelimo at this point, but it's not a given. So three of them, they're coming in. The crowd's roaring. It's a great atmosphere here on Main Street. Paul Chelimo in front. Half a yard back is Chris Thompson. Kareeb Lavasser a yard behind. And Paul Chelimo is starting to open up. He's starting to open up. He's breaking away. Paul Chelimo followed by Kareeb Lavasser. Chris Thompson is beaten. He's going to be third again. Paul Chelimo's kicking hard up the hill. Coming into the finish. It's going to be Paul Chelimo from Kareeb Lavasser and Chris Thompson. There's about 40 meters left, and it's Paul Chelimo. His head's down, he's a grimace, he's working hard, but it's great. Coming into the finish is Paul Chelimo, and it's going to be fast. It's 21:30 for Paul Chelimo, takes the win. Paul Chelimo from Kareeb Lavasser and Chris Thompson. Hassan Mead, the US champion in 10K, finishes fourth. Great, great running.
And when you look back, Chris Thompson set that pace, but maybe didn't have quite enough at the end, Jim.
Yeah, Chris did everything correctly and worked perfectly for him. He just doesn't have that leg speed at the end of the race. But he ran a brilliant race and maximized his potential for the win. Paul Chelimo can finish on track in 52 seconds, and he's a very, very difficult guy to beat. So we are about to disembark from the press truck. We have about 2 minutes before the ladies' race comes in, and we have to move our equipment from the press truck a little up the field so that we can call this race. So there is about 2 minutes spread between the men and women's field, and we're expecting it to be a battle between Molly Huddle and Buse de Riba.
We need Ark as well on this one.
We're making our way off the truck now, so we can try to get a bird's eye view of the women as they make their way to the finish line. Again, it's Paul Chelimo, unofficially in a time of 21:30, about 11 seconds off the record pace, the record time here at the Manchester Road Race, set by Philemon Hanek and Aaron Braun, 17 years apart in 95 and 2012. But it's Paul Chelimo winning the Manchester Road Race, and now we'll go see where the women stand, Jim. Oops.
Grant O'Connor, Jordan Mann, John Busk from Manchester, John Busk from Manchester.
We are at 23:20 into the race. The elite women have made the turn on Main Street. We can't quite see them at this point, but we're expecting it to be a battle between Molly Huddle and Buse de Riba. And I think I can see Molly Huddle. It is Molly Huddle who's coming in. She's behind a group of men, but Molly's kicking into the finish. The time, she could get the course record. She's running hard and she's going for it. Buse de Riba is with her. It's the two of them. They've battled like this before over 5K. First time in Manchester. Buse de Riba coming up on Molly Huddle. They're side by side. And Buse de Riba's got half a yard and she takes it. Buse de Riba takes it in 23:56 for Molly Huddle. It's a new course record. The fastest any woman has ever run in the Manchester Road Race. 23:56 breaks every Mondo's course record from 2002, and a fantastic race. Those two have probably battled the whole course. Third place is Elise McColgan from Scotland, 24:16. That is great running from Elise.
This is exactly as you predicted. You said it would Buse, Dariba, or Molly Huddle likely winning this, and they were 1-2 a stride apart. In fact, it was interesting watching just at the finish line, Buse, Dariba almost kind of let up just as she was hitting the finishing mark, and Molly Huddle just a half a stride behind as they set a record pace.
Yeah, fantastic battle between the two athletes. They're both world-class athletes. Buse Dariba is a prolific road racer. Molly's more of a track athlete who races occasionally on the road. And that was a great titanic tussle between two world-class athletes.
What's amazing, Jim, is to see these athletes, both for the men and the women, run this 4.748-mile course at these incredible paces, but then in those final 100 meters have enough athleticism, have enough left of the tank to essentially sprint to the finish line.
They do. They always have that last lift. You know, you can only surge so far. It's maybe 50 meters, maybe 80 meters, but there's always a lift, and it's a mental thing as well as a physical thing, but you're always able to lift and go that extra yard. And they've got the experience from running many, many tight finishes to know how to do that.
Are you surprised we saw such great times today? Paul Chelimo and roughly unofficially 21:30, which is 11 seconds behind the record for the men and a women's record time with the conditions, virtually no wind, clear skies, temperatures low 30s. That we had such great times today?
Yeah, the conditions were pretty good. So, the times reflected in that, especially the women's time. The men's time is where I was saying before the race, if you run 21:30 in the Manchester Road Race, you've got a 95% chance of winning. And that's exactly what Paul Chelimo did today.
So is it a situation where you likely come into this and you almost like a golfer says, I know if I shoot 66 in the final round, it'll be good enough to win. Where you come in and you say, 21:30 is a time that should win this, and you shoot for that?
Yeah, that'd be the yardstick. 21:30, if I execute on the day and I run 21:30, there's an excellent chance I'm going to win. But you also have to compete and react to the other competitors out there. So whatever's thrown at you, you have to react. So there's different ways to run 21:30. Today was run off a very, very fast early pace, which means when they settled, they had to regroup, and the mid-race pace dropped a little. Then there was that big lift at the end. But it's still in the upper 21:30. It's like putting a jigsaw together. You can start in one corner, start in the middle, or start at the end. Then it all comes together the same when you finish.
Are the elite runners doing math out on the course? When they're at the 2-mile mark and they get those times, the 3-mile mark, the 4-mile mark, are they adding, subtracting times in their head and what they have to do in the way of their path?
They're more taking a little check mark as to how they feel. They're happy if the pace is fast and they're feeling good. If the pace is fast and they're not feeling good, then obviously, there's a concern. But they're constantly monitoring the body and forcing it. It's painful. For those guys out there, they're in pain. You know, everyone who runs feels some discomfort. The elite athletes have taught themselves and their body to accept a higher level of discomfort and pain. And they experience it in training. Then they are.
So what happens after they finish this to kind of get rid of some of that lactic acid that's going to build up?
Well, hopefully we'll get them over for an interview, Kevin, before they do that. But they will go off and do a cool down. All the athletes will go off and do 3 or 4 miles to get out of the leg. For the first finishers, they'll put a sweat on. I'll go over to the interview room, do the TV interviews. We'll get to speak to someone in a few moments, and then they'll go off and they'll do a cool down. So it's a whole process. They want to cool down before they go to the presentation.
So we'll recap the whole race, last 15 minutes, but quickly looking at it now, Jim, Chris Thompson, you talked to him before about his strategy. He was the king of the hill at the 2-mile. He led Paul Chelimo, who did make a mad dash to win that King of the Hill because he got $1,000 for it. That went to Chris Thompson. Thompson led through 3 miles. I guess as a guy who's more of a distance guy, he probably had a good strategy, but, you're talking about an elite. Thompson did. It was just two guys that were faster today.
Yeah, Chris Thompson did everything right. He maximized his chance of winning. The only way he could have won today was doing exactly what he did. And maximize his chance of winning. He just didn't have the final finish to win the race. And Portolimo maximized his chance too. He knows that he's one of the fastest finishers in the world. Portolimo, the championship races, he's been a little bit off tactically. Once he gets it right to position himself at the bell in championship races, he'll be virtually unbeatable. That's the kind of leg speed he has.
Well, one thing I noticed, as somebody who's not the expert you are in running, Portolimo in the last 100 meters, comparing him to the other two runners, really pumping his arms to get to that, to sprint to that finish line to come in first.
Yeah, Paul was working hard. I mean, everyone was under pressure. Everyone was under stress. Paul was working hard. He was grimacing coming in. And he's got a long, rangy stride. Bernard Ligatti is a lot more compact. A lot of the runners are a lot more compact. Paul's got a big, rangy stride, which won't be good for marathon running. It'll be good to maybe up to 10,000 meters. But he doesn't need to move up because he's got this great finishing speed.
Again, Kevin Nathan, Jim Harvey, Manchester Road Race, 81st running. A lot of the runners continuing to come in here because we were with the elite runners. You mentioned gasping. I mean, aerobically, these athletes are at a level most of us can't even fathom. How out of breath are the elite runners at the end of this? Do they try to get their last possible breath and every ounce of energy to that finish line?
They do indeed, Kevin. I mean, it's very it's very stressful. And you often see runners collapse when they cross the line and take minutes and minutes to recover. And the lungs are burning, the muscles are burning, and it's a recovery process. You give everything you have on the day, and it's when you finish, it's total exhaustion.
Kevin Nathan with Jim Harvey, 81st running of the Manchester Road Race. Bouzé Dariba is your women's winner in a record time. We hope to talk to Bouzé. We also hope to talk to the pride of Kenya, now the United States, Portolimo, the men's winner unofficially in a time of 21:30. We're going to take a break for news and weather and pay some bills. We'll be back here for more of the 81st running of the Manchester Road Race right after this.
Thompson also ran a great race, finished third. He set the pace for the first 3 and 4 miles. He won the King of the Hill, $1,000 prize for leading at the mile 2 mark. You made kind of a mad dash, though, to get to that point. What was the strategy? Was that not necessarily the goal to get to that 2 mile mark first? What were you thinking there?
You know, we closed mile one in, we crossed in like 4:17. And right away, I knew this was going to be a tough race. You know, after the first mile, the next mile is uphill. So I knew it's going to take a lot. Chris crossed in like 4:15. So I knew it's going to take a lot to be the king of the hill. And I wanted to be conservative as much as I could. And the big goal wasn't to win the king of the hill for me today. Today I just wanted to win the whole thing. So I'm happy about it.
Jim, I know really a special race to watch Paul with that endurance and that last burst of energy at the end.
Yes, a special race and a special athlete, Kevin. Portolimo is one of the fastest closers in the world. He can run with anyone over the last 400 meters. He showed that leg speed today, and he was a very tight race. He told me earlier that the guy who finished second, Caribou Rasa, actually lives in his house. So the one two finishers today in the race actually live together in Colorado, and they know each other well. And Paul certainly had the upper hand today. So, Paul, what are you going to do when you get home? You going to cook turkey to celebrate, or how's it going to go?
Yeah, I'm gonna get some turkey. You know, I dedicated this race for the turkey today. You know, and that's how the best way I'm gonna celebrate and eat a lot of turkey, a lot of stuffing. You know, and it's going to be a fun day out there, you know, like me and Kribble winning. We live in the same house and we won together, you know. So it was fun race. I enjoyed it.
By virtue of beating your roommate, do you make him do the dishes today?
No. Actually, this was the idea. You know, roommate Kribble lives with me. And it's my I just invited him to my house. So I was like, we were making a joke. You know, I was like, if you beat me, I'm going to increase the rent. Yeah, so he's lucky now I don't have to increase the rent. So I'm just, it's just a joke, but I invited him. You know, Kribble is he's a nice guy, he's an upcoming athlete, and I felt it would be good to live with him and support him, you know. Yeah.
finally, before we let you go, and congratulations, we're talking with the Manchester Road Race 2017 winner, Paul Chelimo. You're a native of Kenya, and I asked Jim during the race, what is it about your native country? It seems like so many of the elite runners come from Kenya.
You know, I think it's the lifestyle, you know, and I have a good quote, you know, I usually say, go hard or suffer the rest of your life, you know. That's why I go hard in races, you know, and I get to the finishing line, I'm always like focused. You know, I have to go hard or else I suffer. So it's all about the mentality and how we grew up in Kenya, and the life was tough and everything was tough. Nothing was given to you in a silver platter, you know. So I was it's just a life, you know, the type of life that we've lived, you know. So that's a big thing.
Congratulations. Paul Chelimo, the winner of the 2017 Manchester Road Race. And now you don't even have to raise the rent on your temporary roommate. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more as runners still make their way to the finish line. Spectacular day here. More from the Manchester Road Race right after this.
Well, looking back, the thing that strikes me most is what an honest race it turned out to be. Chris Thompson really went out hard. He hit the mile in 4:17. Last year we went out in 4:30, so that's a big difference. You saw the elite field string out. Chris Thompson dominated the early parts of the race and played to his strength to try and win. He knew the other guys were faster than he was on track if he came to a sprint finish on Main Street. The hill, despite Paul Chelimo making a valiant attempt to be there, Paul throttled back a little bit, regrouped, they went over the hill, Chris Thompson still in the lead, and then Paul Chelimo and Karibo Larrasa closed him down on the downhill, and the three of them ran in tandem then for the next mile and a half. They made the turn on Main Street, they were three in tandem, and then it was going to be a question of who could close the fastest over the last few meters. As Paul Chelimo said, he knows Karibo Larrasa very, very well. They're roommates up in Colorado, and they know each other. He was a little afraid of Caribou's finish over the last 50 meters. So Paul Chelimo, when he made the move where the course kicks back up the hill to the finish about 100 meters out, and he won the race at that point. So he had great tactics.
Well, as you heard, Paul joked that he told Caribou he would raise the rent if he was beaten by him. He won't have to do that, and they all walk away with some prize money. First place for both the men and the women is $4,000. Second place is $3,000. Chris Thompson walks away with $3,500, $2,500 for finishing in third, and also $1,000 for King of the Hill. On the women's side, it was amazing to see the stamina and then the speed at the end with Uze Dariba just beating out the great Molly Huddle in the final time.
Molly came back from the track season in Europe, and she took a break. She actually went on vacation with her husband, Kurt Benninger, is a very good runner. I used to coach Kurt, and for the first time in many, many years, they took a vacation, and they went to Greece. They went to Santorini for a few days, lay in the sun, chilled to signify the end of the season. Then they came back, rested up a few days, and then started back into training. So Molly, it wasn't as sharp as Bouzé, who'd raced solidly throughout the year, and that showed. To be on top of your game, you need races. Bouzé's coming into this race off a string of great wins, and she was more battle-hardened and ready for the final few meters.
And unofficially a record time for the Manchester Road Race for Bouzé Dariba, beating Emily Mondour, the late Emily Mondour, time of 23:59 in 2003. Surprised that Bouzé, 23:56, was able to run a time like that?
She had to run that time to win, and we don't know the splits of how the race turned out,
sure.
But obviously it was fast all through. The only one woman under 24 minutes with all the great athletes.
Kevin Nathan, Jim Harvey, five here as we wrap up our coverage of the 81st running of the Manchester Road Race. It's got a minute to go. The tradition of this on Thanksgiving Day, you've covered races all over the country. This is special. A lot of people consider it the Thanksgiving Day road race for elite runners.
There's no better race than the Manchester Road Race on Thanksgiving morning, and there's no better town to be in than Manchester on Thanksgiving morning. The atmosphere is incredible, the whole town is so supportive, and there's a passion about this race which is unequaled anywhere in the country.
What a day!
This has been live coverage of the 81st running of the Manchester Road Race on WTIC News Talk 1080 and WTIC.com. Thank you for sharing part of your your day with us. We wish you and your family the happiest of Thanksgivings. Don't eat too much turkey.